This is the one thing that's holding you back from being in your best shape ever.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome back to the show, Slice Your Age. I am Dr. Dave, and it's so great to have you here. This is the show. Remember, we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. This is coming from our Breckenridge, Colorado studio. I've got Yoko in the studio with me. Yoko, what's going on?
Hey, yay!
Yeah. Hey, you hear some applause here. We also have a very, very special guest. His name is Evan Matto, and he happens to be my son. He's here in the studio with us. He just wanted to see what it's like to, I think this is actually the first time he's seen this podcast being recorded from start to finish. Evan, how are you doing there?
I'm good. I wanted to experience this firsthand.
Well, it's great to have you here with us in the Colorado studio, Evan. Before we get started, you know, I just want to thank you again so much for being a listener. I appreciate you. Yoko appreciates you. Today, Evan appreciates you for sure. My goal is to just make sure we give you information every single week to make sure you're living your best life ever. It's not that difficult. If you just follow some certain simple rules, kind of like our regimen, you'll be living better than ever. You'll be feeling better, healthier, younger looking. You will be slicing your age. So thanks so much for being here. And today we're going to be helping you with the probably with one of the things that is holding you back. Here's what I did. A very short time ago, I posted something on the Facebook page, on my David Matto Facebook page, and I asked my friends and my followers, what is the one thing that's holding you back in your mind from being in your best shape ever? And you know, we got a bunch of responses, but when I looked at them very carefully, they pretty much all fit into, only three categories. So we're going to be touching on each of these three categories, sharing them with you. Chances are you're within one of these categories. And if we help you with this, I think you're going to be living, there's no question, if we can help you through this, you will live in your best life ever, best shape ever, feeling great, looking young, et cetera, et cetera. So you ready to get on with this, Yoko?
Sure.
Evan, you going to help us out here?
You bet.
By the way, Evan is with us. He happens to be an expert skier. We skied all day today, and I have to admit, I had a little bit of a tough time towards the end keeping up with these guys. They're young. They're great skiers. They ski the toughest stuff on the mountain, and I'm with them. But I think towards the end of the day, I started getting just a little bit tired. And but I think the point is I could have quit earlier, but I didn't. I persevered. I really believe in just never quitting. Just keep it going. Sometimes you just feel like quitting, whether it's a business, a job, a relationship, and you don't try to salvage it if at all possible. Now, I've spoken about this many, many, many times. If there's just if it's not doing you any good, a relationship, and you've tried, or a business, or a job, or anything you're doing in your life, and you don't like it at all, and it's not working for you, and you've done everything possible to make it better, then of course that's a different story. But if you're having a tough time in business, your job, and we all go through periods we go through lull periods. Believe me, we all have. And if we quit easily, then you never know what could have happened on that other side of that lull, because chances are you're going to have a big comeback. I believe in you. But anyway, let's get back to four different categories of things that are holding you back. The first category is basically you love sweets, sugar, chocolate. I'm going to say desserts, anything sweet. You've got a sweet tooth. And you know something? Sugar is addicting. It really is. It's a pretty strong drug, I believe it, but it's not good for you. It's not healthy for you. So I'm going to say, here's what I'm going to recommend. You're not going to like this, but it's really the only way I believe it's going to truly work for you, and that's to go cold turkey. Now, Yoko, you may disagree. Evan, I don't know if you're going to disagree, but when I first realized how bad sugar and desserts and all kind of things like that were for me, I decided I'm just taking them out of my diet. I'm not going to do them in moderation. I've talked to you about this before. I don't believe in moderation. If something's not good for you, you can't say, well, let's just eat this in moderation, we'll be fine. No, I don't believe in that. I'm going to recommend, again, you're probably not going to like this, but take it out of your diet now. Clean out your cabinets. Anything that's got sugar, sweet chocolate, unless it's like an 85% cacao bar. It could be, you know, dark chocolate. It could be relatively, maybe on the, it could be healthy, but anything that's got sugar in it, get rid of it. It's not doing your body any good. It's making you fat. It's going to give you possibly diabetes, all kind of diseases that go along with obesity. It's cardiovascular disease. It's not good. So I said my thing about sweets. I don't think there's any magic formula. I don't think there's a way to taper off of it. I just think you got to just get rid of it immediately from your diet. I don't know. Do you agree or disagree, Yoko?
Maybe, but I think those people who want sugar, you know, chocolate, they need comfort. They are looking for comfort. Like, you know, some people want to eat chocolate and they're like, oh, I feel so happy. Or, you know, I'm not sure. That's why they cannot get rid of it. So in that case, what they can do?
Well, that's true. So you say they're using the sugar, the sweets, the chocolate as maybe something is missing and they need it as a quote unquote comfort food, which, yeah, could be true. But there's no question in my mind that sugar is a very powerful addictive drug. I mean, I know it's classified as a food, but it's addictive, and it's not easy to take it out of your diet. I'm not saying this is easy, but I have yet to see a way that people could just say, okay, I'm going to use it only in moderation, or I'm going to taper sugar, and maybe in 3 months I'll never use it again. I think the only predictable way to do it is to really just take it out of your diet. Now, Yoko, what you're saying, maybe they're looking for something else, some type of comfort food, so maybe substitute something else. Well, if you really, really like the sweet taste in your mouth, you know, nature has provided us with many types of great foods that are sweet. Fruit, many types of fruits, especially some that are very sweet that you can use, like dates. I mean, they're natural. Now, I would not overdo it because I still think sugar in fruit in excess quantity is certainly not good for you at all. It can certainly present some health problems, I believe. But I'd say if you eat fruit in moderation to kind of take care of that sugar requirement, I don't think that's the best word, but sugar requirement, let's use that word, that is going to be so much better for you than, you know, the candies, the cakes, the pies, the chocolate, the candy bars, all that stuff that goes along with it, the soft drink. By the way, let's forget about soft drinks. I don't want you ever drinking another soft drink. We've talked about this before, but now that we're talking about sugar, we're going to talk about it again. Never, ever drink a soft drink. I don't care if it's got sugar in it, artificial sweetener, whatever it is, get it out of your diet. It's a killer. There's no question about it.
And I think, like, in people's mind, you know, people might think, you know, I love chocolate. That's what I cannot get rid of. But that's in your mind, just in your mind. So, of course, I used to love more sweets. But now I try not to eat a lot. And then I create the environment that I don't have any sweet around me. Just like only I have is apple, banana, and tangerine. So if I want something sweet, I'm going to get that fruit. So I don't have chocolate with me now. So then my body feels I don't need it. I don't want it. So it's time. It's eventually, you know, body adjusted. I don't need chocolate to comfort me anymore.
And, you know, you could walk into a health food store or a natural grocer and you could buy date sugar. Now, theoretically, it's from the date, the fruit, a date. They kind of grind it up, dry it out, and make it into sugar. I don't use that. I just think, again, you're taking table sugar and substituting something else for that. I don't believe in it. So if you really have that sugar craving, go with the fruit. But again, don't overdo it, please, because it's too much of the sugar. Even though it's fruit, sugar is not going to help you in any way. So I hope, I don't know if we beat that enough. Evan, you're not a sugar guy, are you? Tell the truth now.
I love sugar. But I don't find sugar. Sugar finds me. What's your thought on something like stevia, the plant extract?
It's a great question. I don't believe in it. I don't use it. Because what it does, it actually can trick your body into thinking that you're putting sweet things into your body. It'll wreak havoc with your pancreas. And the pancreas will probably start to secrete more insulin because it thinks it's getting sweets into the body. It's kind of – I think the artificial sweeteners, and not even the artificial, but the stevia and things like that. I think they're. I don't use them. I think they're just they're they trick your body into doing things that it shouldn't be doing, I believe. So I would stay away. Certainly something like stevia is better than just downing sugar, but I don't use it at all. I just don't use anything sweet. I think when time goes on and you take sweets away from your system, from your body, from ingesting them, your body looks at other things that are a lot healthier, doesn't crave the sweets anymore. I mean, I crave vegetables. I mean, I think that's kind of a good craving. You know, every morning I make a tremendous glass of a pure vegetable juice. I throw celery, whatever I have lying around, celery, chard, any types of greens, carrots, ginger, beets, you name it, I throw it in there. And it's, you notice I didn't name any fruits because I really try to make my juice in the morning all vegetables because, again, no sugar at all or very, very little from vegetables. And it's just, I think it's extremely healthy.
I enjoy the apple supplement with that.
Yeah, so what I do is after I drink my vegetable juice, after I'm finished with that, I put a little bit of apple in, and Evan and Yoko like the apples because it gives it a little bit of a sweeter taste. But I try to use no sweetener at all, even fruit in my juice. I just think it's really, really healthy. Let's move on to you got something, Yoko?
Like, I used to love bread and like muffin, chocolate muffin, or, you know, that kind of stuff. But now, you know, we became vegan, like I don't eat that kind of stuff. But sometimes, occasionally, I find vegan cupcake or something at the Whole Food. So that's why, like, occasionally I was buying and then eating. And then every time I eat that sugary eat, even though it's a vegan, it's not healthy. So I get pimples on my head, on my forehead, or like, you know, my stomach get upset, or like, you know, every time I get kind of a lot of sugar, my body is kind of reacting. So I guess my body is changing towards, you know, not need sugar. So that, like, anyone who really believes like I really need sugar, maybe not true. I am changing.
Well, nobody needs it. Nobody needs sugar. Nobody needs sucrose. You think you need it, but you don't need it. So, yeah, Yoko, good point. But I think what I'd like to say about what you just comment on, what you just said, is that just because something's vegan does not mean that it's healthy. You just gave a great example. Vegan cupcakes are pure junk. Now, if you eat them, I'm not going to tell you not to eat them, Yoko, but they're pure junk. A lot of sugar, oils in there that just we don't need. But so it's a good point. I mean, if it's vegan, it does not necessarily mean it's healthy. I really prefer a whole food, you know, non-processed, no sugar, no oil, no salt. Do the best we can with that. And I think that's the best diet. There's no question about that on the planet. Now, let's go to the next one. The next little category is some of you said that you just love to eat. You're either always hungry or you love to eat. Well, I'll tell you something. I'll start this one off, guys, because as you know, Evan, and as you know, Yoko, I love to eat too.
Me too.
As a matter of fact, in the studio right here, Yoko, you made some wonderful – this might be time to talk about this soup. You made some incredible – I guess it's miso-based soup, but it had all different types of vegetables. You might want to describe that in just a second. But I love to eat too. But the difference is I'm not sitting around eating junk. I'm eating healthy food. I'm eating grains. I'm eating fruit, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, beans, you name it. And you can pretty much eat as much of that stuff as you want and not get fat. I'm here in Colorado now. We're exercising every day by skiing. And I'll tell you, I've got to eat more than usual because I'm noticing I'm getting on this scale. I bring a little travel scale with me whenever we come here each year. And I'm noticing I'm actually losing weight. So I'd love to eat. I'm eating all day long as much as I want, and I'm still losing weight. So that means I got to eat more. So just because you love to eat, and look, we all love to eat, just because you love to eat does not mean you love to eat junk. So let's kind of transform our thinking, and instead of loving to eat things, you know, what's not healthy for you, I don't have to tell you this, but instead of putting those things into our system, put the healthy stuff in, and I'm telling you, pretty much you could eat as much of that as you want. Yoko, but describe that soup. That soup is so delicious. Speaking of healthy foods, that soup is so delicious. What'd you put in that?
I put napa cabbage, carrot, daikon, potato, tofu, and also I put tofu noodles.
Did you say ginger yet? I'm sorry.
And ginger, garlic, miso. And then little kimchi, vegan kimchi I got the other day.
You can basically eat as much of that as you want and I think never gain weight, never get fat. It's real. You heard all the ingredients Yoko put in. That stuff, this stuff is healthy. The stuff we're eating all day long is healthy. I don't have to sit there and worry about my portions anymore. I used to have to worry about my portions. Back in the old days, I would. I told you about this. I use a small plate. I'd put a little bit on the plate. That would be my dinner. I'd really recommend not going back for seconds. And that's how I kept my weight down. And I thought that was healthy. These days we eat so much of this healthy food. It's incredible. We're going to be getting some dinner in a little while after the studio time, and I'm going to be pigging out because I'm hungry right now. But again, it's going to be healthy food. It's not going to cause problems with me. It's not going to put weight on me. I'm going to eat as much as I want, guys. Evan, anything about eating, overeating? What do you think? You're a good eater, and you eat. I think you eat pretty healthy. You're not totally okay. I will say this: you're not totally on board with the way Yoko and I eat, and that's fine. I still love you. You're my son. I don't look down on people. Even if you listening right now, you're not eating exactly the way we do, it's fine. Do what you're most comfortable with, but make it as healthy as possible. The next category is it's a big one because this is probably plaguing you. It's probably hurting you from being in the best shape ever. And it's a lot of people on my Facebook page said it's the time it takes to dedicate towards living healthier, or not only the time it takes, but being consistent. Some people said they're lazy, they're not motivated enough. So all these kind of fit into one category: motivation, amount of time it takes, consistency, dedication. What can I say to that? You know, I can change lives. I absolutely feel I can change lives. I've done it. I mean, I've been doing it for a long, long time, even way before this podcast started. And by the way, this is episode 71. I just realized I'm looking down at my note sheet. 71. This is 71st episode. That's not even including some of the quickies we put in there. So I love to teach, and I've been doing it much longer than I've even been doing the podcast. But unless you're ready to become my student, unless you're ready to change your life, you can listen to me all you want. Unless you decide today's the day I'm going to change, then there's nothing I can do for you. There's just not. You've got to be the one that decides, you know, I've had enough with this. I look at my body. I don't love my body. I look at my weight on the scale. I look at the medications in my medicine cabinet. I look at, last time I got my physical, I looked at the lab results. I'm not happy with what's going on. If you're saying this or any of those things fit you, your medications, your weight, the way you look when you look in the mirror. There's no question I can help you. Zero question in my mind, zero. But you've got to want to be helped. So again, taking the time to do it. I mean, Yoko, how many times have you talked on, this is just a little thing, but how many times have you talked about when you're using the Sonicare toothbrush for 2 minutes a day, you're doing squats, you're doing lunges, you're doing pull-ups. No, you can't do pull-ups when you're brushing your teeth. I'm kidding about that. But you're doing ballet. You're moving your legs. You're doing all kinds. And the funny thing is, and it's not funny, but the interesting thing is, I should say, that when you first started the Sonicare exercise regimen for 2 minutes. Now, look, I'm going to tell you, Yoko does a lot more than 2 minutes of exercise a day, but it's just something she fits in while she's brushing her teeth for 2 minutes. When you first started, you told me that doing those squats and lunges were not easy. You were either out of breath, that you felt your muscles. It's not simple. But then as you started doing them for a few days, a few weeks, now it's been months that you've been doing it, you feel much better. And I can tell, by the way, you look stronger, but it's easier for you to do now. But when you first started, it wasn't so simple. So my point is, you got to get started and you got to make the time. And if you're brushing your teeth for several minutes per day, you've got time to do something. It's at least something. It's a start. I mean, look, I recommend more than that, of course. Get outside and walk. If it's bad weather where you are right now I like the outdoors, whatever season it is. I really do. But if you prefer not to be outdoors, and get on a treadmill. You know, you can pick up a treadmill probably really cheap right now, because all the people that are making the New Year's resolutions, well, it's February now, and they're probably a lot of them are selling their treadmills on Craigslist, right, because they couldn't keep their resolutions. So pick up a treadmill cheap. Now's the time to do it. But do something. There's always a way around it. If you've got kids that need to be tended to and you don't have the time, that, you know, when your kids are napping or when your kids are playing in the same room, you could be doing something. You could be always think, look, I don't need a gym. I'm either outside walking. I'm doing push-ups. All you need for push-ups is a floor. That's all you need. All you need to do crunches on your back is a floor. You grab a couple of cheap dumbbells, and you can do a lot of exercise with a couple little dumbbells in your home. So there's so many things you can do. So I don't this time thing, this laziness thing. I feel you. I totally understand it. I've been there. Believe me, I've been there many times. I know exactly where you're coming from, but you got to get over it. Because again, if you just continue to say I don't have the time, or I'm lazy, or I'm not motivated, a year from now you're going to look in the mirror. You're not going to be any different. You might be worse 2 years from now, 5 years from now. But just think, if you do it, if you start doing this stuff, and then you look in the mirror a year from now, you're going to be a different person. Well, you'll still have the same name probably, but you'll think you're a different person, because you'll look so much better and you'll feel so much better about this stuff. I'm telling you, it's true. I've done it all. You don't have to have any kind of special powers. You just get in there and do it. So I hope, if you said your problem was motivation or time or being consistent or you're lazy, I hope this little speech, this little talk I'm giving you, this little pep talk is going to get you to finally do this stuff. I feel great. You guys know I'm turning 60 in May. You know that, Evan? You know that? Yeah. No applause needed. No applause
grandpa,
needed. Grandpa. The only reason I'm saying that is because I don't stop this stuff. I keep it going. I've been doing it for many years. But it doesn't matter how long you've been doing it, if at all. But the reason I'm saying this is because I could have given up several years ago. Said, no, I'm getting too old for this. I'm lazy. I'm not motivated. But I keep it going, and the dividends pay off incredibly well. Take my word for it. From an old man, the dividends are really, really worth it. No question. The last category, it's kind of the same. I gave it a little bit of a different category, because a lot of you said your problem is commitment. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of overlap from everything we've talked about, but I wanted to end this show today with commitment, because this is a lifestyle. It's not a New Year's resolution. It's not, I'm going to join a gym and for the next 5 to 10 to 20 weeks, I'm going to try to get in the best shape as I can. It's not, I'm going to eat better and see how it works out. No, this is a total lifestyle. I don't take breaks from it. When there are holidays, I don't indulge and then hope to lose weight later. When I'm on vacation or traveling, I don't say, well, I'll do better once I'm back home. It's a total committed lifestyle that pays off in such high dividends, you will not believe it. But again, the most important thing is your commitment. Are you committed? Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it starting now if you've been a little bit lax? And remember, whatever's happened in the past, it's okay. We can't change the past. We can only change today, and we can change the future. So I want you to be committed. I want you to be serious about this. Again, you will be so happy with the way you look, with the way you feel, when you're able to possibly toss out the medications you're taking because they're diet related or they're weight related, or you've got these issues that because you're not eating right or not exercising right, you'll be able to get rid of that stuff. Again, I can't tell you with 100% certainty, but so many people that I've worked with, when they adopt a better diet, when they start to exercise, when they have a better outlook on life, when they're happier, these other things just go out the window. They're lost. They're gone. So you can tell I'm so into inspiring you. I'm so up about this stuff. I'm so into it. This is my life. This is my lifestyle, and this is what I live and breathe every single day. So I hope you can take one thing from this, one thing from today's show, incorporate it into your life, and I'm telling you something, you will live better. There's no question about it.
Like, one thing I want to add is, okay, people, do you want to be negative or positive? Like, maybe all people say, oh, I want to be a positive person, right? I think. And then, so what's the positive person can do? Do you know what?
What can the positive person do? You tell me.
So the positive person can make decision quickly. That's very, very positive. So like you said, like, you know, it's similar commitment. Like, okay, I want to do this, and then I'm going to do it today. You know, that's more like a decision. And then I have to act too. But sometimes somebody who are negative, you know, I think I want to do, but you know, I don't have time, I'm lazy, I love chocolate, la, 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 then they don't do it. So just, do you want to be positive person or you want to be negative?
And, you know, it's not, that's a really good point. It's not only positive and negative, because I'll tell you, Yoko, when I was growing up, up until now, my whole life, I've always been one that's made like really quick decisions. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm not one that has to, if I want to do something, I don't sit around and research for a million years. I don't say, well, I might do this, but let me think about it. I've always been one that says, okay, I'm in, I'm doing it. This is it. I'm starting right now. And I think that's helped me in so many ways because, yeah, when I decided many, many, many years ago, I wanted to get back into shape and I wanted to eat better and be healthier, I didn't say, well, but before I do that, I need to read a lot of books. I need to research this. I need to talk to other people. I need to talk to my doctor. I didn't do any of that. I dived right into it. And I do that with a lot of things in my life. And I think your point is really, really good. Don't be that person that says, well, let me think about it. Let me procrastinate a little bit. Let me talk to my family about it. Let me talk to my doctor. Let me see if it's okay. I urge you to dive in and do not procrastinate.
It's not only my opinion. My energy doctor told me. So I believe, like, I think so too, but there is more master people are telling me same thing.
If your energy doctor told you, it must be true. That's good stuff. Now, before we end today's show, I want to say that on May 17th, Sunday, May 17th, 2015, Evan, do you know where we will be? Well, if you don't know,
where will we be?
Beta Breakers.
We're going to be in San Francisco, California for the Beta Breakers 12K race. I've told you about this before. I'm running it. Yoko's running it. Evan is probably going to be on the course somewhere running it or doing something. We're going to have a lot of our friends and followers in San Francisco running this race. Or you can walk it too. You don't have to run it. But maybe May 17th is the date that you say, I'm going to join Dave, Dr. Dave, Yoko, Evan, the Slice Your Age people. I'm going to join them. And maybe that's going to be the day that you get into the best shape of your life. You start to get into the best shape because we're going to be there. We want to hang out with you. We want to say hello to you. We'll have a meetup or something. But put it on your calendar. If you want to know more information about it, I think it's simply baytobreakers.com, I believe, or you can do a Google search for Bay to Breakers San Francisco. It'll definitely come up. It'll be something you will never forget as long as you live. I guarantee that. That is an absolute guarantee from Dr. Dave. And having said all that, I think we put another episode in the books. We're going to actually go out, leave the studio in a little bit and get some food because we are starving, but it's going to be healthy food so we can eat as much as we possibly can and still be healthy and not gain any weight. We need the energy. So until next week, until next episode, I want to thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Dave.
Yoko.
Kevin Scott.
And we will see you. What was that Kevin Scott thing about? Evan goes by like a little alias sometimes. He likes to call himself Kevin Scott, but it is really Evan. And we will see you next time. Thanks so much for being here. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice your age.